concentrate on their work again, and sleep in peace. And you only take it once a day.
This is such a huge discovery. Ringaway has now set up a public phone line to let the first 100 people who call try it for free. Mike, do we have that number?
Yes, I've got it right here. It's 1-800-500-9459. Again, Ringaway is now letting the first 100 callers try this new breakthrough for free. Call now for details. 1-800-500-9459. That's 1-800-500-9459.
Here's a quick quiz from SelectQuote that can literally change your life. First, how much did your family earn last year? How much were your expenses? Now, if something tragic happened to you or your spouse, do you have enough put aside to cover those expenses for several years? If not, you need life insurance. Now, I know money is tight, but you probably don't know that term life insurance through SelectQuote can be incredibly affordable. I'm Heather McFadden, a SelectQuote agent. Every day, I impartially shop highly rated life insurance companies and find healthy people in their 30s, 40s, and 50s hundreds of thousands of dollars in protection for only a dollar or two a day. That's right, only a dollar or two a day. See for yourself. All it takes is a quick, no-obligation call to SelectQuote.
Call 1-800-600-7371. 1-800-600-7371. 1-800-600-7371. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop. You save.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes.
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus. Everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, this tastes like feet.
Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Uh-oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offerings 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associate or staples.com/copy and print for details.
See every serve up close when Fed Cup tennis comes to Shea Fitz Arena at St. Louis University. Saturday, April 19th through Sunday, April 20th. Don't miss Serena Williams and Team USA take on Team France as they go head-to-head in the World Group Playoff. Tickets are on sale now. Visit USTA.com/FedCup to buy tickets and be a part of the action. Players subject to change.
How much is that dog in the window?
My separate melody, a different song. Different melody. Be my daughter would sing it, and she sang it. Well, it's time for Dr. Doug Vernikoff, your pet's best friend and the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. He can be found at the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic. And I will tell you who his sponsor is, but first I'm going to give you the phone numbers because we jump right in. There's no Dr. Doug monologue. He just jumps right in. So if you have a pet and you care about your pet, you have a concern, a question, or just a whatever, this is your opportunity for some great free advice or guidance. Here we go. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Jump on that first number first because it has more lines coming in. And again, that's 314-969-KTRS. Laclede Cab is the sponsor. Please download the app STL Taxi. That's STL Taxi. It's free. It's a great app. Get you quickly a good, clean Laclede Cab. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here is Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, how is everyone today?
Listen, that crowd, doctor, they love you. How are you?
It's beautiful today. I am AM in the PM.
Well, we deserve a lot of beautiful weather after that winter.
I know, it's crazy.
We got
crazy
a lot
winter
coming to us, I think.
Yeah.
Phone line calls are stacking up. Are you ready to go?
Yeah, well, can I make a mention about springtime and one concern to be aware of for everybody?
No, I don't believe you can. Okay. Yeah, sure, go ahead. Of course you can.
You know, we've had this crazy spring still, and we have these cold periods, but soon enough we'll be loaded with ticks. And I just want everybody to discuss this with their veterinarian, get on preventatives. There are whole new groups of products that are available. But these ticks carry diseases that can affect your animals and can affect yourself as well, like ehrlichiosis, anaplasmosis,
lick your anus, lick your anus, on and on.
So I just want people to be aware and don't let that go, because that can be a real problem for you and your loved one.
What was that called again? Ehrlichiosis.
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 That's an ear licking, when you lick the ear.
No, you're kidding.
No, I am kidding.
What is ehrlichiosis?
It's a tick-borne disease that can affect the white cells of our body and affect our immunity and our pet's immunity, and it can be a chronic, long-term disease problem. If you catch it early, you can treat pretty effectively with doxycycline, just like they do for many of the other diseases we know about, like Lyme's disease and things like this. So it's just one of the more common ones we see in Missouri is ehrlichiosis.
Okay. Well, I knew what it was. I didn't know that everybody else did, though. Okay, let's get to the phone. First up and first in line is Jim. Jim, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
Fine. I have a, I'm guessing he's around 5-year-old purebred German Shepherd.
Okay.
That loved to go riding in the truck with me. Now, I have a four-wheel drive truck that sits kind of high, and he never had any problems with jumping up there.
Sure.
The last couple of weeks, I noticed that he's been reluctant to jump.
Okay.
And we have an ottoman in the house that's basically his bed, and he doesn't jump up there no more. He, like, climbs up there.
Well, the most common areas of concern, we've probably mentioned this before in other shows, but you need to get to your vet and let him get some x-rays. The most common areas of concern on big breed dogs like this would be the
hips,
lower back, the lumbar area, because they can get arthritic changes there, and that makes the spine rigid and painful, and they can also have hip dysplasia. And finally, the knees are the other area where we get disease problems later in life. But I'd say you probably want to rule out problems in the back and in the hips first. So your vet can give some good x-rays and help define some good treatment modalities and how to manage your pet.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Right. Jim,
good luck.
And Holly is next. Holly, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. How are you
Hi,
doing?
Holly. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Good.
My question for you is, I've had a couple people tell me this, and I've never heard of such a thing, but is it true, I know male cats spray, is it true that females have a certain type of that they spray too if they're not fixed?
You know, I've never seen that. What they do is they cry horrendously through their heat periods, which can last for several weeks until they're bred, but I haven't heard of them spraying. That's typically a male issue.
Okay, yeah, I ran across that twice. So my other question is, if it's a female cat and to the best of my ability, she never gets out of the house, is there any reason to get her fixed?
Yes, definitely.
Okay,
Mother Nature created our animals to breed when they come in heat and be successful. When we take that away by our husbandry management, then things go awry. And one of the biggest problems we get in dogs and cats, if they're not bred and they're still cycling, after the heat cycle, they can actually create a uterine infection called a pyometra, and that can be life-threatening.
That's right. That's what it's called.
And for some reason, it always ends up being an issue for the owner at the middle of the night, so you run to the emergency clinic, and you spend a ton of money on a spay procedure that could have cost you very
And what does that cost to have that cat fixed? What does it cost to do that?
You know, there are programs all over the place. Programs. We have a program for rescue on Wednesdays, and we are for people that don't have the funds. We charge like $135 to $150 for everything, which includes surgery, pain medication, antibiotics, anesthesia, the whole thing.
The whole schmear.
So other programs might be other less expensive programs around the city, at some of the non-for-profit organizations, and there may be many more expensive programs.
Because I know who Holly is. Holly is our lesbian ex-convict listener. That sounds like a horrible way to describe her, but, you know, even she laughs because that's true. And while you're here, Holly, real quickly, how are you doing? You okay?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Right. Well,
I do always enjoy my introduction, though.
Well, you should. And Holly, doctor, I know Holly is not a wealthy person, and she's getting her life on track, and, funds are limited. You know what, Holly? You, if you can't get a hold of Dr. Doug, you call me. We'll get this taken care of, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, Holly. You bet. I like what Holly's doing with her life. Mary is next. Mary, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hey, how are you?
I am fine. I've got a question. I have an 11-year-old female cat at home and a 6-year-old male Shih Tzu, and we want to introduce a new female cat to the household. Any tips?
Mary, you mispronounced the breed of the dog. It's not Shih Tzu. It's Shih Tzu. Just go ahead and say that.
Is that okay? Actually, it's a Chinese word, and the pronunciation is Shih Tzu.
Well, we don't like the real pronunciation. We like the other one. So I think maybe you're trying to avoid saying it, so now we're going to make you say it. Just say Shih Tzu. Just say it.
Okay, Shih Tzu.
There you go.
Okay.
That's the word we use. What do you think, Doctor?
I think it's much more sexy if she says Shih Tzu.
Yeah, I do, too.
So tell me again, I couldn't hear what you were trying to introduce something new?
A new female kitten as soon as the Humane Society starts getting them in. Any tips on a smooth transition?
Yeah, I think what you'll find is the dog will probably be more interested in the cat than the female cat. The female cat might be a little bit snobbish at first. Don't force them together. And the female kittens tend to be, the little kittens tend to be kind of obnoxious because they just want to play and attack everything and anyone. As they're together, try and kind of monitor their interactions and make sure nobody's getting too crazy. But I think it'll work fine.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah. Thank you, Mary.
Thanks
for listening. You know, real quickly, I don't know much about, I'm not a cat person, but every little bitty kitten that I've ever picked up, they had unbelievable claws. It's like picking up a bunch of fish hooks or something.
Yeah, they are. You have to keep on it. And I just use a regular human toenail clipper.
You got to rip them off if you like Velcro or something.
Needle teeth.
And they grow back so fast, they polish them down just playing and running around. So if you have those little critters, and adults are just as bad, actually, you just need to stay on top of that. And, you know, that's what I would do.
All right, let's get Tony in here. Tony, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing well. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. What can
Dr.
I do?
Dr. Doug, I got a quick question. I am we had our first tie on my female, breeding my female lab.
Okay.
And I'm really doing everything right. All the health tests and clearances are where they need to be. We had our first tie yesterday, and I'm always watching my dog's stool, and sure enough, I go out there. And as she's doing her business, I go check her stool, which I do often, and she has roundworm.
Oh, yeah.
And so is it best to worm the
Yes, I would get her wormed
now?
Right away. I think that you'll be much, much better off, and it'll be safer. The pregnancy is a wonderful thing. It's also a stress on an animal's body. So you want to take away any other stressors, and having worms like that would be something that would, as she develops her pregnancy, would be more of a stress.
Tony, what was that word you used? She had her first tie? Is that what you said?
Tie. Remember we talked about that, how the males have a part of their...
Yeah, but is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's a tie-up. Yeah.
So
how often you might not be a breeder, but how often should how many ties should take place? Do you recommend? I've heard anywhere from 3 ties a day break in between to let the male rejuvenate.
Yeah, I haven't been actively breeding any animals myself, I do think that that's a proper schedule. You want to give them some time. It is a stress on them, and I say 2 to 3 tie-ups should be adequate.
Okay,
good luck, and have fun with those.
Thank you, Tony. What's the stress? They're having sex.
Yeah.
I mean, what's stress?
The problem is the animals typically don't know each other well.
Who cares?
Yeah, that's the best kind.
Like Beyonce
said, that's the best.
See ya.
Don't talk
I don't know.
Today.
Every time we have sex, it's very stressful. That's why we don't have it, I guess.
You did it again.
Yeah, man.
Your wife. Poor Marilyn.
No, I didn't say my wife, did I?
Oh, that's even worse.
Oh, my goodness.
Even worse.
Dr. Doug.
Doctor. Let's get John in here. Hello, John. Say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. How are you?
Good, John. How are you?
Fantastic. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
My question is, I've got 2 Great Pyrenees males. One of them... was my dog. I took another one in from a buddy of mine whose wife was dying of cancer, and he couldn't have the dog around because it brought back bad memories. But this dog is an awful good dog, but it has a problem when it eats. You can give that dog 4 bowls of dog food in it, will eat it in 5 minutes.
My question is, how can a dog be an awful good dog? Is he a good dog or an awful dog?
Awfully, awfully good dog.
Isn't that an interesting expression when we say that?
Yeah.
Awfully good. John, I'm just one of those guys that picks things apart, and I've used it too. Can you answer his question, Doc?
Yeah, so if I heard correctly, you are feeding as much as you eat, as much as you provide, the dog gobbles it up.
Eats it fast, too.
Okay, well, that's not unusual. They're carnivores, and in the wild, our ancient carnivores and our more modern carnivores, when they eat, they basically tear, gulp, and go lay down someplace and digest. So we've created these artificial diets, and we want our animals to eat like gentlemen and gentlewomen, just like we're supposed to eat at the table. But actually, inhaling the food is not an unusual process for dogs, and especially for carnivores.
To the point, though, that, I mean, the other dog, it probably takes 10 minutes to eat, which seems kind of long, but it's to the point where he does it so fast, sometimes he'll regurgitate it out. I was thinking that my buddy, when he had the dog, was feeding it some really high-dollar dog food that I can't afford, probably like Eukanuba or something. I've just had him on good dog food, but not the high-end stuff.
And I don't think that's it. I think it's probably the action of, like you said, eating so fast. Do you elevate their food bowls?
No, with the one dog that eats so fast, I thought I would just scatter the food everywhere. I feed them on the patio, but I thought I would just scatter the food everywhere. So it's kind of funny watching this dog. I mean, it goes crazy.
Like a
lawnmower. Just cleaning the patio off.
A vacuum cleaner.
A lot of times, John, if dogs know that the food is real expensive, they'll throw it up so they can eat it again.
Yeah.
Because you get two meals out of it because it's real expensive.
I know, John, they sell dog bowls, actually, that have, like,
a guard or something. So
yeah, something where they have to kind of dig around to eat, where they can't just get all the food at once. Yeah.
I think it's really important to provide some kind of elevated feeding station for them. And then what you could do is you'd break it up, just give them smaller portions. And then if your schedule permits, feed them smaller portions more frequently throughout the day. It'll be a lot safer as digestion, too. These guys are more prone to bloating, and which is a very true emergency in dogs, and it's important that you get their food elevated, okay?
Sounds great. I appreciate the advice.
All right, John, thank you. Thanks for listening. You don't get too many people with his first name. I know Edmund Fitzgerald. That was his first name. Edmund, say hi to Dr.
Doug. Edmund's gone.
Edmund's gone. Well, maybe we didn't get a guy with that first name, but we have Trudy. Trudy, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. I'm AM and PM, guys.
Thank you, Trudy.
Hallelujah. Hi, Trudy. What can I help you with?
Well, I've got two Shih Tzus, Doc. One of them is 14 and a half years old. The other one is 12 and a half. Both of them have cardiac conditions.
Uh-huh.
One of them has lost an eye by an attack of another dog, and she's got a cataract in the other eye, and she's, like, bumbling all over the place.
Okay.
And the other dog has got CHF. Both of them are bleeding when they urinate.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. And due to the fact that both of them have heart conditions,
edit out doo-doo.
It's not a good chance that the male is going to make it through surgery.
Okay, well,
so
I mean, you have stones discovered in the bladder.
You know, talk to you and see. Don't you think it would be better to put them down versus them?
No, I don't think you need to. I think you should be proud that you've done so well for so long. But those animals, I don't know what their heart conditions are without, you know, listening to them or looking up the workup. But we do a lot of animals, and a lot of other vets do older animals with conditions under surgery and do fine. So you just monitor mm-hmm. them. And, again, I'm assuming that you have some bladder stones or something that you have to address.
That's what they said, some kidney stones, and one was real large, but due to the fact
he has a heart condition,
and he has also got a really bad case of CHF.
What's CHF?
They can be managed. They can be treated.
What is that?
I don't know the state of where they are, but, you know, if your vet won't help you, I'm sure there are others. We certainly would, and give you an alternative for treating them and keeping them further.
And what is CHF? What is that?
Congestive heart failure.
Oh, okay.
So what happens in that case, and there's different forms of it, but basically, just as in a human, when your body can't, your heart can't function effectively, then you start to back up fluids in your system, and usually when the animals are laying down and resting, or after they've tried to exercise, you start to get a real obnoxious cough because they think they're clearing their lung mass, but they really can't, so you have to use drugs to you know, diuretics and other drugs that help the heart work more efficiently. But yeah, we'd be happy to help you, or you can look around. There's plenty of people that can give you some options there. I don't think you have to think about putting them to sleep at this point. I think I would just do whatever you want to do to make them better.
Okay, thanks, Dr. Doug.
All right, Trudy, thank you, and thanks for listening. That's all the time we have.
Thank you.
And that obnoxious cough you're talking about. Peon, you had a dog that coughed like that. You recorded it. Do you have that? Yeah, if your dog does that, well, you get them right in to see Dr. Doug. Well, what do you
thank
say we
you
do
so
this
much.
Next week?
I love being on the show. And
well, we love having you here, and we'll do it again next week to prove it, okay?
Okay, be well.
All right, Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody. Pet's best friend and the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Laclede is to the cab business what John Landoff is to the Chevy business. That's about the highest compliment you could pay Laclede Cab. John, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Mr. Pinion?
I'm fine. I'm fine. Thank you.
I need to be a little bit more respectful to you today, I think.
Well, I don't know why. Why start now?
I mean, maybe I was just a little...
Sorry?
A lot of pressure lately, and I met yesterday just a little, maybe a little over the board with our wager on the temperature. So,
what are you trying to
say? I was wrong.
What?
You know, I've kind of contemplated, I've thought about...
are you recording this, Fiona?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel bad about yesterday. It was one of those situations where it was like an out-of-body experience that I was having.
I like a man that says he was wrong.
I was wrong.
That takes a man to say, you know what, I lost. I fought it, but I lost. And the winner, anyway, is ARC, St. Louis ARC.
That's right. That's the most important.
They're the only winner here, anyway.
That's the most important thing. That's what's great about all that. So that's behind me. I just wanted to...
Whew, God, it's behind us till the next
bet. Better.
Till the next bet, and then we'll...
I don't know if we should bet anymore.
No, I think we should. Yeah.
I don't know if we should bet
I think we should.
Ever again. We're just a little too competitive.
Well, that's true.
It would have to be on something that is, I mean, it's clear.
Where there's no gray, it's black and white.
Yeah. Like, you know...
Like this team will win or lose. That's it.
Yes, correct.
Okay, that's what we'll shoot for.
So I don't want to bet on the Blues because I really feel strong that they're going to come back and...
Now, what's the story there? They were having such a great year.
Yeah.
What happened?
A lot of talent on this.
A lot of injuries.
And they just had this terrible timing on injury. And injury is never good, but it sure isn't good, you know,
right before the playoffs.
Before the playoffs.
But, I mean, this looked like up until recently, I mean, this was the year. This everything was going
good. Exactly. Yeah. Starting in engraving the names on the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, exactly.
But, I hope it happens. I'm pulling for him. Big time Blues fan, but beautiful day today. We've been really busy, and that's good. That's good because, you know, we love people. We love AM and the PM people. Really.
Well, we do too. Without them, we wouldn't be here.
They are. I mean, they are really some. I mean, unbelievably sweet, funny. It's a constant. They're all of your listeners, and I found out you're very loyal listeners, Frank.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievably loyal, God love them. That's awesome, but no, they're just the best, and we really have a lot of fun with them. And I think, 100% of your listeners that come and do business with us will say that they had a great experience. They really enjoyed buying the vehicle, and we make it different. We make it fun. We make it fun, and it should be fun. You're spending a lot of money, and it's a something that you're going to use a lot. You know, it's not like. You know, your toothbrush. Some people don't use their toothbrush enough. You're in your car a lot, you know? I mean, you're driving it 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 times a day.
How did you get to the toothbrush thing?
I don't know.
Where'd that come from?
Came
now, let me ask you this. Tax time, what do you find that when people, by the time they've gotten their refunds or whatever, however that 6 weeks, 8 weeks, is there kind of a surge in June in business? Have you ever noticed that?
No? We really... That's a great question. We saw a great surge in March, but because so many people file so early...
They might have known they're getting money back.
Correct, and then that just gets the excitement because, you know, there's still the average age of the cars and trucks on the road are 11 to 12 years of age.
Yep.
So that factors in cars last year. There were, I think, almost 14 million new cars and trucks sold in this country, a little shy of 14 million, when for 10 to 11 years straight... It was anywhere from 15.8 to 16.5. million a year over a good 10, 11, 12-year period. So, you know, back in 08, 09, and 10, that number dropped to 8 and 9 and 10 million, respectively. So a lot of people that I think are excited about looking and thinking about buying a new car, a new truck, and, you know, give Chevy a chance. If you're not driving a Chevy right now, if you're listening, you should. It doesn't cost a dime to come up and drive a vehicle. And what we really think you should do, you know, we let you drive it for a day or two. It's hard to really fall in love with the vehicle, see if it's what fits your needs and your wants on a 15 or 20-minute test drive.
So you're saying if somebody comes in and says, hey, can I take this for a drive, and they come back 2 days later with it?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to say, you know what, I haven't driven a new Camaro in a long time. I haven't driven that unbelievable Impala. You know, I'm in a five-year-old car, a four-year-old car. It's paid off. It's almost paid off. You know, we obviously, you know, do some paperwork. But, yeah, it's one way to find out, you know, full coverage insurance. That's what we really like it, to have full coverage insurance. And, you know, another thing is that, you know, a job, even though if you're paying cash, you don't have a job at all. But it's just many creative ways of making our customers happy.
And I'm going to tell you a true story. This is a true story. There's a guy that I knew years ago. And in this particular case, it wasn't a Chevy, but what type car it was didn't matter. And this is the kind of guy this guy was. He was without a vehicle. They had, I think, repossessed his. So he dressed up, put on some nice clothes, and went to a dealer here in town and asked if he could drive a car. And he was a real BS artist. So they sort of assumed, well, this guy's a potential buyer. And they said, why don't you take it, you know, for the day? Bring it back tomorrow. He went to Denver in it. He said, can I keep it for a couple of days, like day after tomorrow? And they said, oh, yeah, yeah, whatever it takes to kind of get a feel for it. He drove it to Denver. And he brought it back, and they looked at the odometer, and they just went, what? Where did you go? And he told him, so I went to Denver. And he was literally banned from the dealership. They flat out told him, don't ever come in here. I mean, we will never sell you a car. Boy, they were mad at him. And I don't blame him.
Yeah, you know. I actually had a friend of mine before he bought a Tahoe a few years ago. He was trading out of a Ford Explorer. And he took the Tahoe to the Lake of the Ozarks for the weekend, for holiday weekend.
Well, that's not as bad as Denver.
He came back, you know, 600 miles later, and he's like, I got to think about it. You got to think about it. He ended up buying it, but I thought it was funny.
Now, there's a guy
I laughed. I'm like, that's creative.
There's a guy you know, and I can mention him because he's no longer in the business, Ken Bellman, a wonderful guy. I will never forget, he told me that years ago they had a guy. And there was kind of a policy, and maybe you have this policy, that an 18-year-old, you don't just turn loose alone with a hot car. Like this was a Trans Am. Do you have that policy? You wouldn't let an 18-year-old take a Corvette out and just go, take it and come back later.
No, you're correct.
One of the salesmen.
You can't even rent a vehicle to anyone under the age of 21. You have to be 21. Now, it's okay to go to war, but you can't rent a vehicle unless you're 21. You can go boat, but you can't rent. There's a lot of things you can't do until you're 21, but it's amazing how you can go to war and boat at 18.
One of the salesmen didn't follow the rules, and he let this kid take this Trans Am. They never saw it again. I mean, that was it. It was gone. And he told me that it was something like a year later, there was a developer developing a piece of property up in North County. And they were doing all that earth-moving stuff, and this kid had a buddy who worked construction. They took the car out for a few days, joyriding, burned the tires off of it, and buried it. They dug a giant hole and buried this brand-new car. And they found it like a year later. Yeah, underground, buried, just to get rid of the evidence. Pretty clever, yeah, with a giant, like, backhoe or whatever you dig.
Would it have to be a giant backhoe?
Well, yeah, but he said that the kid's friend worked construction and he had access to a bulldozer or something, so they just buried it.
Aren't you glad, though, that I apologize and I did say that I lost?
I'm thrilled to death. Are you kidding?
Okay. I really feel good about
that. I can't wait till you lose again now.
Well, this don't go too far, Frank.
It's going to be great.
I mean, don't rub it in. Hey, you listen to you giggle.
I knew you would. I knew you would.
I couldn't sleep last night. I felt terrible.
No, I knew you would because I shot you a couple of emails from listeners that kind of pointed out.
One really hurt my feelings.
I know it did. I know it did.
You did that on purpose. It hurt.
I know it did. But I saw you wrote to him.
I'm a nice guy.
I know that.
I mean, you like me, don't you?
The fact that it bothers you, that says all we need.
Borderline really, really like. I mean, not love, but really like me, don't you?
Now, John, that's an awkward thing. You don't ask a guy. You don't ask another guy, you like me, don't you? You don't do that.
Dan, do you like me?
Yes, I do, John.
Ian, do you like me?
Absolutely.
All right, Ian and Dan, I love you guys. You guys are awesome. I think you're unbelievable. We've been together a long time. It's all right for another man, Frank, to say that I love you, okay?
Well, I just, yeah, it's all right. I just...
He what?
I don't tend to go around doing that a lot.
Okay, that's all right. Well, that's all right. But a beautiful day, beautiful evening.
You're going to get even more beautiful. What is it, like 71 coming up, hang on here, by the weekend? Yeah, Saturday, they say 71. From now to Saturday, perfect car buying time.
Last Saturday, my lovely wife, you know, we're running a marathon together, a half marathon.
Boy, does that, so we went, boy, can I relate to that? No.
Oh, I can't wait. It's fun. I tell you, I love her. Thank God. Because you know what? I would have never done this, ever. I would have never, you know, I mean, a year ago, I ripped my hamstring from my pelvis. Had to have Dr. Rick Wright, the greatest orthopedic guy in the land. And he reattached it for me after he said, I got to fish those things, those tendons out behind your knee. He goes, while they're still fresh. That was gross. But
that
he
sounds
did.
Horrible.
And now I'm running again because I love to run. And it's. You know, hey, I'm an old fart. I'm not the youngest guy out there, but Forest Park, if you haven't been there for a while and it's going to be beautiful this weekend, go hang out. I think one of the most beautiful parks in the country. It's unbelievable. I think it's the largest park or the second largest park.
It's the second. Central Park, I think, is bigger. I think we're the second largest.
You know, the VP Fair is going to be this year.
That's interesting. You still call it the VP Fair.
Well, whatever.
And a lot of people do, but it hasn't been called that for like 12 years.
What do we call it?
Fair St. Louis.
Okay.
No, but a lot of people do that.
I don't think the Veiled Prophet organization.
When it was VP Fair, nobody knew what that meant. They just called it, but they never. You ask them what is
Frank,
VP, they go.
Have you ever gone to a Veiled Prophet event?
Have I ever gone? Heavens, no. They would
are
never
they still
let me
around?
In. I wouldn't
you
even want to be part.
I think they are.
I would not
I want to
be part
is.
Of that. Yes, it's still around.
Yeah.
You know, the guys have to wear gloves, white gloves.
It's a ridiculous
Yeah,
thing.
Very, very
I think
bizarre.
I think it's ridiculous. Go online sometimes, Google Veiled Prophet, and look at that. It looks like some kind of orientation of some secret society. It's weird. I think it's weird. I do.
Well, I can tell you this much. It's not weird here at Johnny Law and Duff Chevrolet. It's fun, okay? Let's get back on the fun train. This is a fun place to visit. Greatest service department, parts department, Bruce Weiner and his team. Got to give them credit. The technicians, some of them listening right now, you know, I love them. They do a great, unbelievable job. You know, repairing cars and trucks today, that is not easy. You know, the training they have to do to stay up because, again, we want to make sure that when you bring your car, truck, or SUV to our shop, you know, we care about it as much as if it was our car. We're not perfect. We might not fix it right the first time, but we sure care. I guarantee you that we will work until we do find out what's wrong, you know, with some of these extremely technically advanced vehicles. So we're going to be here late tonight, as late as your unbelievable listeners want to come. And just so they don't, like, say, hey, is the loser Johnny Londoff here?
Cause no, I would never have them do that. I would never go on and say, like, hey, ask for John the Fonz Londoff or anything like that. I wouldn't do that.
314-837-1800, 314-837-1800, 24/7, 365 at Londoff.com. Great way to start the process, and we can do Chip Unterberg, David Bell, and the internet team, Christy Thornton. They do
don't name
job.
All the employees. Well,
I don't have enough time. There's about 120 of them. I love them all.
Okay.
And did you see Fargo last night on FX?
No, I recorded it, and I didn't watch it. Did you watch it?
Oh, man.
Was it good?
I just, you know, when you get used to not watching a program without commercials, you know, and I advertise. So I mean,
does this have commercials, Fargo?
Yeah, they're pretty quick. They're pretty much commercials about
other programs. Was it good? Was it good?
Oh, I'm telling you, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, I can't wait. I was hoping it'd be
Billy
good.
Bob Thornton. I'm telling you what. If you
know
really,
I do
really
it,
like
you
him,
know I do an impression of him, man. Don't you? You know I do him. I do him doing Carl from Sling Blade. I didn't know if you knew it or not.
I do. Yes, that's really unbelievable. It sounds just like them.
All right, Dan. Next time I come in there and the dealership, I'm going to come in there and go, you got anything good to eat in here?
All right, buddy.
All right, Dan.
We'll make sure we keep all the switchblades away from you, though, okay?
All right, Dan.
All right.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, bye.
All right, Dan.
There he goes. I knew that'd get rid of it. That drives everybody away. Let's break. Come back. Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
And let's get a look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, this traffic report brought to you by fast-acting Advil. It has fast-absorbing Advil Ion Core technology and goes to work in minutes. Try fast-acting Advil today. Find it in the white box. Got a couple of problems out there, and they're all on Highway 40 westbound. First of all, you have normal slowdown from Kings Highway through McCausland. Then you have an accident blocking the right lane at Timberlake Manor. You've got another accident blocking the right lane a little further west at Clarkson blocking the right. And traffic is slow now from Lindbergh all the way out through Clarkson. Eastbound drivers, you're slow coming out of Chesterfield Valley from about, east of Boone's Crossing through Timberlake as folks slow down to take a look at that accident. Southbound 270, you're running slow now from Page and Pockets all the way down through Manchester. On eastbound 270, the usual slowdown now, McDonald through New Florissant. On southbound 170, it's a little heavy, Forest Park Parkway down through 40. And on westbound 44, you're getting a little more volume and slowdown now between Mraz and Bowles. This report also brought to you by SpeedCounts.com. Is your computer slow? Get a free computer diagnosis and activate SpeedCounts.com software to remove computer viruses, junk files, and clutter that slow down your computer. Visit SpeedCounts.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, hockey fans, this is Andy Strickland.
And former Blue Jamal Mayers.
Don't be the last to know the scoop. Tune in for Hockey Sense live from O.B. Clarkson Brentwood,
where I'll be giving fans the details of the game, breaking down trends around the league, what it takes to win on a nightly basis, along with breaking down the challenges of what is a marathon season, 82 games.
Who's being traded, who's hurt, who's hot, who's not. Find out here.
Hockey Sense, Wednesday night at 7 p.m. on KTRS.
Spring is here. That's good news. The bad news is, when was the last time you turned on your air conditioner? You probably should get it checked out for the season. That's why you should call Gelmisch & Sons. Gelmisch & Sons has been around three generations, started in 1950. That's 64 years family-owned and operated. If your air conditioner is on the fritz and your heater is in trouble, Gelmisch & Sons will install a new air conditioner and a heater. Listen to this. $26.95 installed for a full Lennox system. Now, Gelmisch & Sons is a premier Lennox dealer that they earned that reputation due to their superior customer service. At Gelmisch & Sons, $26.95 for a full Lennox system, or call them to get your air conditioner checked for the spring season. Gelmisch, doesn't matter what you call them, call Gelmisch & Sons, 314-993-1110, or you can always check them out online, gelmischandsons.com. 314-993-1110 or GelmischandSons.com.
Did you know that a Nobel Prize was awarded for a medical discovery that improves your sexual performance? It's true. Nitric oxide was discovered to improve your sexual performance. It also miraculously improves your heart health, blood pressure, energy levels, your immune system, diabetes, arthritis pain, even your memory and mood. That's why millions of men and women have begun taking nitric oxide boosters as daily supplements. And right now, we're releasing free bottles of Peak Nitric Oxide, so you can discover the benefits for yourself. Be one of the first 100 callers at 1-800-400-3181. After extensive research and clinical tests, nitric oxide has been described as the miracle molecule of the 21st century. Taken once a day, you'll not only begin feeling years younger, but we'll also send you free test strips to prove it works. Discover how to get your free bottle of Peak Nitric Oxide and free test strips at 1-800-400-3181. Be one of the first 100 callers. 1-800-400-3181.
Believe it or not, spring is just around the corner. The beginning of fun in the sun with family and friends. Do you know what's missing from this picture? A boat powered by Mercury Outboards. There's nothing like a boat to connect you to the outdoors and your family. And there's no dealer like Inland Marine Boats, St. Louis's dealer for boats powered by Mercury Outboards. You get the best pricing in the area with easy financing. And because a boat belongs in the water, an in-water demo can help you decide which boat is right for you. And service? Inland Marine Boats offers full service on Mercury and most other brands. You'll find a comprehensive parts department for your Mercruiser and boat storage when you need it. For Mercury sales and service, Service. Owner Jim Dooley invites you to Inland Marine Boats in Barnhart, right off the Highway M exit on I-55, and ask for Dave Schnabel. Remember, you get only 18 summers with your kids. Make the most of it with a boat powered by Mercury Outboards from Inland Marine Boats.
GEICO presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
First off, my name is Daryl. Second, this is no motorcycle. This monster is 1,100 cc's of raw internal combustion power.
Feel the ground shake!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Where's this science teacher's logical attitude that goes with his sensible sneakers? Well, Mr. Rains on my parade, I saved a bunch on motorcycle insurance with GEICO. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some young minds that need molding.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
This is Mike Novak, host of Mortgage Talk. Are you looking to buy a home? Call the experts at Alternative Mortgage Solutions, 314-835-1195. It's a great time to buy. Get pre-approved today and ask about our VA, FHA, USDA, or conventional loans. Borrow up to 100%. Call now and get pre-approved. It's fast and easy. 10 minutes of your time can save you thousands. Need money for home improvements or debt consolidation? Call Alternative Mortgage Solutions at 314-835-1195. That's 314-835-1195 or mortgage-ams.com. NMLS 232-218.
Baseball season's upon us. Time to fire up the grill. Broilmaster, the most durable grill known to man, features an outstanding roster of grills, smokers, and slow cookers, including their new fire-breathing charcoal grill. Broilmaster Grills. Smoke the competition. With a lifetime limited warranty on most parts. See BroilmasterSTL.com for the winning lineup at the Fireplace and Grill Center on Manchester or Gas Appliance Service near Westport. Visit BroilmasterSTL.com for a special offer today.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray when you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin? Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
You buy, they fly. It's a win-win, yum-yum kind of thing. Order Jimmy John's Freaky Fast Sandwich delivery today. Yummy good, freaky fast.
This is Martin Kilcoin. I'd like you to be my guest for a dynamic retirement income workshop. Ken and Lori Heise from the Heise Advisory Group are bringing their show on the road April 17th at 6:30 p.m. at the Old Orchard Gallery in Webster Groves. Call 314-909-1116 to register. Here's Lori Heise with more.
Thanks, Martin. Ken and I are committed to the financial independence of every client we serve. On April 17th, Ken will address how to assess risk levels and fees associated with your portfolio. He'll also cover a few things you may not know about mutual funds, retirement income streams, and protecting your nest egg. Call 314-909-1116 to reserve your spot.
Join me and don't miss this retirement income workshop with the Heisies on Thursday, April 17th at 6:30 p.m. at the Old Orchard Gallery in Webster Groves. Call now 314-909-1116 and register. That's 314-909-1116.
Ken Heisey is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori Heisey is a licensed insurance representative.
From downtown St. Louis is the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM to PM cab company, 314-652-3456, or download the app STL Taxi. It's a free app. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday afternoon.
Happy Wednesday to you, Bill.
You're talking about the welcome wagons yesterday,
yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, it reminded me, when I moved to the great city of Crestwood a couple years ago, they gave me a $1,000 gift card to Crestwood Plaza.
What?
It was great. Oh. Yeah.
Oh. Is Crestwood already closed?
Unfortunately, there's no stores in Crestwood.
Oh, okay. I get it. And they gave you a subscription to the Globe Democrat, too, probably.
Yes, that's right. Miley Cyrus has canceled her concert in
St. Louis.
Yep.
after being hospitalized for an allergic reaction. They say she's okay now. The doctor told her to stick her tongue out, but it was already out. That was a painful time, man. A woman in Los Angeles says her blind date stole her iPhone and her wallet. She then said, I have to get that iPhone back. What if he calls?
She was blonde, I guess.
Maybe I'm blonde.
Yeah.
Kathleen Sebelius resigned as the Secretary of the Health and Human Services Department. Now, of course, comes the worst part. Since she lost her employer-sponsored health plan, she has to sign up for Obamacare.
Oh, boy. That's not going to be good.
And Representative Louise Gutierrez from Illinois is under review by the House Ethics Committee. She's found that he's violated the ethics standards. He is eligible to serve for governor of Illinois.
Well, yeah.
Too much political stuff.
No,
finally,
I get it.
This afternoon.
All the governors go to prison in Illinois. I get it.
Right. All right, we always like to tell you about this, something that you may not have heard of. There's an exercise program. Have you heard of this? Called Broga. Have you heard of this?
No.
Started in Massachusetts. It's called Broga. It's it works. When I heard the word Broga, I threw up and lost 4 pounds.
Good start.
Say it to yourself. The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
See you guys.
Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Laclede Cab. Hey, folks, the company that sells more replacement windows than anybody else in the United States is having a trivia night May 17th. Window World, Maryland Heights Center Auditorium. If you want to go and play, it's 8 players per table, $200 a table. That's really cheap. Mulligans available for purchase. Live auction, silent auction, 50-50 drawing, beer, soda, water provided. Beer, soda, water provided. Bring your own food and the other beverages. And I would say to you, call Window World and reserve your table. And it's all for a great cause. The money all goes to St. Jude Children's Hospital, where last year they raised $93,000 in one night. We're going to have a table. Londoff has a couple of tables. I'm going to be hitting you harder and harder as time goes by for somebody to plop down a lot of money to sit at our table. It's all for charity. We do it every year. Don't let me down this year. Okay, and then, of course, you know the rest. $189. Same price, same quality. They've always been. They won't lessen either one. Window World, stlouis.com. One of our all-time very favorite jokes coming up. It's been a while. 5 o'clock at the Big 550.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The smoking gun in the General Motors ignition.